Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Etsy, Queers, and the Equality Act. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, that's quite a combination there, Matt.
Well, you know, it's not my term. It's their term.
Yeah.
And that's a term that they refer to themselves now.
Yeah.
That's a term that they are proud of.
Yeah, and we've brought out the fact that that term actually includes pedophiles. So, you know, they're proud of that term, but we need to know exactly what that stands
for. The term queer actually does include over 500 and almost 50 paraphilia, and one of those is pedophilia. It's all different kinds of bizarre things. And this is not me making that up. It's many of their articles say that, you know, the LGBT refer to certain things, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and the Q covers everything else.
Yeah, they just take these terms and distort them. But anyway, you know, we haven't talked about the Equality Act in a long time, but I guess that's still around, and I'm even surprised.
It's
with
still
the
Trump
administration.
What you have is all the Democrats in the House. You have 214 members of the House and 47 Senate Democrats in the Senate. They teamed up on the National Day of Prayer. While we are celebrating and praying to God on the historic day of the National Day of Prayer, on that same day, instead of joining in America and Americans praying for our country, they are pushing the Equality Act. So it's back.
You know,
214 members of the House, 47 members of the Senate have now joined to co-sponsor this bill. It's called H.R. 15 in the House and S-1503 in the Senate, the so-called Equality Act of 2025.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And these Democrats, for touting that they want women's rights and equality and all that, which I'm all for, but they contort it, and now you're replacing the rights of women with these queer rights and equality. I mean, it's bad enough they're putting men and males into female sports and private spaces, but now they want to replace their rights?
Well, not only that, they want to regulate what happens in your home, and that's why I started with Etsy. Because this is a woman, we're going to give her an anonymous name. It's somebody that we have represented, and we'll call her Hope. She loves the Lord. She uses her creative talent to earn a few extra dollars selling inspirational custom-designed coffee mugs. She does it on a popular craft seller's website. And she was asked to make a custom mug celebrating queers. And that's what the request was. They wanted to celebrate queers. But her deeply held Christian beliefs prevented her from accepting the order. The word queer, as we've said by definition, covers 550 perversions known as paraphilias, which includes necrophilia, bestiality, and pedophilia, among other deviant behavior. There was no way that Hope, as a Christian, would use her talent to fulfill the order without dishonoring God and violating her faith. So Liberty Counsel intervened. We sent a demand letter to push back against this LGBTQ army that wanted to force this woman to make a mug celebrating queers.
Well, wait a minute. What about the Christian website designer that won at the Supreme Court for that very reason? She didn't want to design weddings for same-sex marriages or weddings or unions or whatever you want to call them. So wouldn't that decision from the high court protect this particular woman?
Well, you would think so. In this case, that was Colorado, and that was the case there in Colorado where they wanted to come after the woman who was the website designer, and she did not want to create a website for same-sex weddings. She challenged that preemptively because the state law would suggest that even these designers, these private individuals, must actually create something that would be contrary to their religious values. The Supreme Court actually ruled for 303 Creative, which is that woman's website design company.
But that decision would not just have an effect in Colorado.
No, you have this woman that we are representing in a state that has a law kind of like Colorado. And so these LGBTQ mafia people are coming after her to try to force her. Now, we pushed back and we were able to represent her effectively. But the point of it is this. The Equality Act of 2025, and like the previous iterations of the Equality Act, do all the things, Holly, that you said, and much more. But it would also regulate what happens in the privacy of your home. So these people who are putting their products up on Etsy, eBay, wherever it may be, where they're putting them online and they're doing something like this woman who is making some coffee mugs. Maybe you're doing some other kind of design and you just want to put it out there on a social media site. The Equality Act of 2025, like the previous iterations, would actually regulate what happens in the privacy of your home. So you're selling a few things online at home. Well, you would have to sell to these people. If the Equality Act passed, you would have to sell to these people like this particular woman. Hope would have to make the coffee mug celebrating queers, or she'd have to get out of this area of making coffee mugs. Or the same thing would happen, for example, to the 303 Creative or anybody else. They would have to actually celebrate. And so this Equality Act is very dangerous. I've said before, it's the most extreme anti-religious, anti-freedom bill that ever be introduced in Congress. It's back, and it's back with all the Democrats pushing this in the House and the Senate. So we have to take it seriously. The Equality Act of 2025 would seek to overturn every ban on men and women's locker rooms and showers and sports. It would overturn city and state obscenity laws that ban obscene drag queen, burlesque, and strip shows for children. It would federally ban Christian change counseling for patients who are seeking to heal gender confusion and unwanted, unnatural desires. It would specifically revoke what's called Section 1107 of the Civil Rights Act and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which in turn would attempt to force churches and Christian schools to hire transvestites, pedophiles, and promote queer ideals. It would force all businesses and individuals, even Christian ones, in their homes, like this woman that we call Hope, to set aside their religious freedom beliefs and rights to instead promote queer ideals.
You know, it's just, this is just a reminder to me. You think, wow, President Trump is in office. We have the House, we have the Senate, all is well. This is great. Hoorah, rah, rah. But if we don't fight, like if the House and the Senate don't codify what President Trump is doing as fast as he can go, and if these legislators don't fight against these things, we're going to lose this. We only have 2 years to fight. And this is a very, very serious issue.
Well, and you see how closely divided this is in the House and Senate. I mean, it's a small margin. So you can't lose but a few votes.
You can't just sit back and get comfy.
No, you can't.
No.
And so there's a lot of junk that's still in elected office.
A lot of leftovers.
Both in local as well as state and federal law.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have people like this that are pushing the so-called Equality Act, that will literally revoke the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that will force Christians and churches and colleges and universities to set aside and violate their religious beliefs, that would actually enter into the home of some person like Hope and force her to violate her religious beliefs in favor of the LGBTQ agenda. And I emphasize the word Q.
Her own private business.
And that's very broad, in her own home.
Yeah.
You know, doing some little hobby. And what this Equality Act would also do is it would inject boys into girls' rooms. If you take them on overnight camping trips or outings in school, you'd have to allow these boys to go into the girls' rooms and bunk with them. I mean, this is just nonsense. I would encourage you to go to Liberty Council Action's website, lcaction.org, and also lc.org for more information about this Equality Act. This we have to take seriously, and this we have to change. It is a fundamental shift in our freedom if this were to pass in Congress. For more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.